You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's subject is the microbiome, and I can't think of a better person to share information about this vital part of our metabolism than our frequent go-to guest on this subject, who is Dr. Ross Pelton. Ross is a pharmacist. He has a PharmD degree. He's a clinical nutritionist, health educator. He's also author of 13 books, frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine, and a frequent lecturer on the circuit to health professionals, and also a great communicator to the lay public. His personal website, bio, and blog are at naturalpharmacist.net, naturalpharmacist.net. And he joins us today to talk about the microbiome, and with particular emphasis on, and I'm curious about this subject, the Dr. O'Hara reset. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Ron. I'm doing well, and it's a pleasure to be on Intelligent Medicine with you.
Indeed. And, you know, in addition to all his other accolades, Ross is Science and Education Director for Essential Formulas, makers of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and also the ME3 line of probiotics. You know, every time we talk, there's always some new developments on the horizon that you've uncovered in relationship to the microbiome. What's hot these days? What's new under the sun?
Well, I wouldn't say it's new, but it's very recent. I've spoken with you and your listeners before about the importance of these postbiotic metabolites. These are the compounds that your bacteria create if you're eating the right type of diet, which unfortunately most Americans are not. Turns out, what we're learning about probiotic bacteria, the job of probiotic bacteria is to digest components in your food and convert them into these postbiotic metabolites. And it turns out that there are many different types of postbiotic metabolites that have a wide range of biological activity and influence our health in many ways. But it's not the bacteria that regulate your health. It's the compounds the bacteria produce, mm-hmm. the postbiotic metabolites. Dr. Ron, unfortunately, I've got multiple studies that say anywhere from 80 to 95% of American children and adults are not consuming adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables, which are the primary source of the dietary fibers and polyphenols. These are the types of components in your food that probiotic bacteria require. And because people are not eating a plant-based diet, they're not feeding their gut microbiome, and consequently, gut problems are rampant.
Indeed, they are. Ross, I for a recent radio program, I highlighted an interesting article because, you know, we know about the gut-brain connection. We even know about the gut-skin connection. I believe that there is also a gut-lung connection in terms of respiratory health. But a new connection has been revealed recently, which is the gut-heart connection. With regard to atherosclerosis, but also, interestingly, with regard to atrial fibrillation.
I read an article that suggests that, they have these new ways of analyzing stool with high throughput analysis. They're not looking at, putting them in a petri dish anymore. They're just kind of looking at DNA sequences, and thus they can identify, what's going on in the intestinal tract, deep within the intestinal tract. And they found that there was a certain profile that increased the propensity to atrial fibrillation. I found that quite fascinating. Has that crossed your desk lately, or?
I've seen that, and we understand now that the postbiotic metabolite that get created by your bacteria primarily in the colon,
get absorbed systemically into your circulation. And so there's, as you mentioned, there's a gut-brain axis, a gut-skin axis, a gut-heart axis, a gut-liver axis, a gut-kidney axis.
These compounds help to regulate every single organ system, so they're incredibly important, and most people are not effective at producing them because so many people eat processed food diets. It's a really big health problem in America, and I personally feel, Dr. Ron, that the health of mankind is in a downward spiral.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And epidemics of all these chronic degenerative diseases. And back when you and I were kids, none of the heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes and Alzheimer's disease, none of these were epidemics when we were kids. And now they've all reached epidemic proportions.
Indeed. And I'm very heartened to see that this has been placed front and center in the political campaign, primarily through the candidacy of RFK Jr. Think what you like about his politics, his foreign policy, his view on vaccines. He's certainly been a proponent of MAHA, making America healthy again. And, suddenly, the term microbiome is actually becoming common currency in the dialogue. It's a term that is kind of an obscure term, for us aficionados and, our intelligent medicine listeners. They've been all over it for perhaps decades, the importance of the gut and the microbiome. But we've actually seen issues related to the microbiome highlighted in congressional hearings and how the microbiome is being depleted.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a much greater awareness of this term, the microbiome. I'm still frustrated that many people have a misunderstanding of what the microbiome is and how to create it and maintain it in a healthy state. Many people think that taking high-dose probiotics helped create a healthy gut microbiome.
Like it's a panacea.
I wrote a paper that is going to be published in the medical journal, and I'll send it so you can post it in the show notes.
Great.
The oral probiotic dilemma. I think we've talked about that before. Scientific explanation of why orally ingested probiotics don't work. People are really misled by this.
Right. And I think that is actually something that the foes of nutritional supplementation sometimes pounce on. And they exult in the fact that people are spending billions of dollars on probiotics that they claim aren't making a difference. And, maybe it's not probiotics per se. It may be that, using the types of formulations that tend to be popular, just one species or maybe two or three species is not the answer to gut health.
Oh, it's not. In fact, in the article that I'll send you to post for our listeners, titled The Oral Probiotic Dilemma, the first dilemma is stomach acid. Your stomach acid is anywhere from 10,000 to 100,000 times stronger acid than the acidity in the small intestine and the colon. Stomach acid is the front line of your immune system. It's designed to kill, and it kills bacteria and virus and things that go into your gut from your mouth. And so oral probiotics get decimated by stomach acid. And then I mentioned earlier, most people are not consuming the type of diet to supply the plant compounds that probiotic bacteria require. So there's a number of reasons why most people have gut problems, and it's really contributing to a lot of health problems.
Hey, I'm really happy that you're placing an emphasis on diet. But there are adjuncts to diet that can make a difference. And I know you're a big proponent of Dr. Hira's probiotics. And recently you've called for what is termed the Dr. Hira's reset. Can you define that? What are you talking about? Because I take Dr. Hira's probiotics. I just take one twice daily.
But is there some secret sauce to undertaking a Dr. Hira's reset?
Well, there is, and I'm happy to talk about to the listeners today. The recommended dose for Dr. Hira's probiotic is 2 capsules daily.
Mm-hmm. Like I take.
Pardon?
Like I take, yeah, what I take.
Yes, okay. In the Dr. Hira's reset, we encourage people to double the dose. Take 2 capsules twice a day for a week. That powers more of these postbiotic metabolites in orally faster. And I'll just list some of the changes that happen. Everybody that takes Dr. Hira's and ingests these postbiotic metabolites would get a healthier gut microbiome. Many of these postbiotic metabolites have anti-inflammatory activity. They help give people more energy, and so a lot of people say they have more stamina, more strength, and more endurance, and less fatigue. And one of the most common things that is noticed, people get better digestive function and better elimination. The study done with college-age women that had a long history of constipation, placebo-controlled, were women that had no history of constipation. The women took 3 capsules of Dr. Hira's daily for 2 weeks. At the end of 2 weeks, all the women with long-term constipation were having normal bowel movements.
Ooh.
So Dr. Hira's is not just for people that have diarrhea. It's also for people that have constipation. It's an adaptogen that normalizes bowel function. These changes happen to everyone when they start taking Dr. Hira's. And for people that haven't tried it before, they double the dose. This Dr. Hira's reset. 2 capsules twice a day for a week, they're much more likely to actually subjectively experience some of these improvements that are happening in the body.
And one remarkable fact that I remember from learning about the microbiome is that stool by weight is not just digested food particles and waste products and fiber, but is 1/3 bacteria by weight. So if you can imagine, you know, that it has a very, very important impact on the consistency and regularity of bowel movements.
Dr. Ron, over 99.9% of the bacteria in people's intestinal tract reside in the colon. And that's where the majority of our bacteria live. And that's where all these postbiotic metabolites are created. And yes, when you have bowel movements, a lot of those old bacteria and dead bacteria are being eliminated.
Now, recently in New York, they've instituted a law. We got a memo in our apartment building that we have to collect compost. I mean, it used to be we would collect, you know, plastic and metal and put it into recycling and then paper in another recycling. Now we have to have a third one for compost, which is organic material, like, you know, leftover food and coffee grinds and things like that. That's supposed to go in some sort of central compost heap that New York City wants to use for the environment, you know, so that we can kind of recycle. But that's what's happening in our intestinal tracts. That's what nature has designed our intestinal tracts to do, is that we, in effect, have a compost heap. But, you know, as any home composter knows, that, you know, if you change the oil in your car, and you throw it on the compost heap, you're going to kill all the good stuff there and, you know, ruin your compost.
Yeah, and it's the bacteria that are making the compost work. The bacteria that are breaking down the organic matter, that happens in a compost pile, that happens in soil in nature, and it happens in our gut. The bacteria that break down the food components and produce these really important health-regulating postbiotic metabolites.
And then we do all sorts of things to kind of mess up our microbiome. We use fluoridated and chlorinated water. We take in all kinds of artificial ingredients. Some medications impact digestion. And then on top of that, we frequently take antibiotics. So we actually ingest antibiotics when we eat conventional poultry and meat. Not a good scenario.
Agricultural insecticides and pesticides and herbicides.
Yes.
Get into the soil and kill the bacteria, and we're all ingesting traces of that unless you're really committed to an organically grown diet.
Indeed. Good point. Okay, so what's in the capsule? you know, you, these are like little small capsules. I mean, some people just don't like to take those big, you know, gel caps that, you know, commonly are used for fish oil. These are very, very small capsules. So there is bacteria, live bacteria in there.
There are some, Dr. Ram, but I like to emphasize to people. It's a little confusing because the name of the product is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic.
Right. It's a bit of a misnomer.
A probiotic. There are some bacteria in there. There's some of the prebiotic food supplies from the fermentation vat after 3 years of fermentation. The product of these postbiotic metabolites that the bacteria have created over 3 years of fermentation. The difference between Dr. O'Hara's system, the fermentation process that he created, and your human gastrointestinal tract, food on average 24 to 72 hours to transit through the colon and before it gets eliminated in a bowel movement. So that's the amount of time that your bacteria have to break down the food components and produce these postbiotic metabolites, 24 to 72 hours. In Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process, the bacteria have 26,280 hours to break down all the food they're supplied and produce these postbiotic metabolites. And so at the end of the multi-year fermentation process, there's over 500 postbiotic metabolites in every dose of Dr. O'Hara's probiotic.
Yeah, and there's actually a difference between the regular Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and the professional formula, which has a longer period where they subjected to conditions that further the production of these post-metabolites.
After 3 years, some of the material is transferred from the fermentation vat that are open to the air and put in our 10,000-gallon anaerobic fermentation vats for an additional 2 years fermentation where there's no oxygen required or no oxygen present. And the colon environment in humans is an anaerobic, non-oxygen environment. The formula is getting 2 additional years of anaerobic fermentation, which allows the bacteria time to create the postbiotic metabolites that those strains of bacteria can create.
Okay. So the availability is through their website, which is essentialformulas.com, correct?
Essentialformulas.com, and then all of your premium health food and vitamin stores around the country.
I believe it's also, you can even get the professional formula at my website, which is via fullscriptdrhoffmanstore.com. You can also go to the retailers, you know, Natural Grocers, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, wherever natural health products are sold across the U.S. and I believe Canada as well, because we have a listenership in north of the border. So you also have written an interesting new paper on the glutathione theory of aging. How does that relate to any of this?
To the very interesting story, Dr. Ron. The strain of probiotic bacteria under the name Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, a particular strain of bacteria synthesized. Commercial product has now been made, and my company, Essential Formulas, has the sole rights to import these Ridge Active, R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V, is the brand name. We import these from Europe. And when people, the radioactive capsules, they're ingesting the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 bacteria. And when that bacteria arrives in the intestinal tract, they proliferate and start constantly producing glutathione. Although we don't understand the mechanism, how this bacteria survives stomach acid, they've done studies and they find out it is acid stable. It does go through the harsh acid environment in the stomach unharmed, reaches the small intestine and to proliferate and produce food. Boosting your glutathione level is one of the most proactive things for long-term health that I can think of. I encourage people to taking a product to boost your glutathione levels, and these radioactive products are the most efficient and effective way to do that.
Yes, indeed, because you can take glutathione by mouth. You can even take it topically, I mean, you can take it intravenously, but that's expensive and impractical to do on a daily basis. The problem is with its bioavailability. It's easily broken down. Sometimes it's, you know, they put it in micellar capsules to make it more absorbable. But it'd be nice to establish your own glutathione factory internally. And that's, I think, what ME3 does. And so the reason we're talking about it is because that's another of the offerings of Dr. Ahira at Natural Formula, EssentialFormulas.com, because they really don't have like a zillion products. They have the Dr. Ahira's formula, which is tried and true, been around, you know, for decades, literally. And then they also have the relatively new addition, you know, perhaps in the last 5 or 10 years, of the ME3 products, which are the glutathione forming products, which I think are very ingenious. And actually, they're a little bit the dark side of the moon, because I think a lot of people are familiar with Dr. Ahira's probiotic and take Dr. Ahira's regularly, but they may underutilize this potentially useful ME3 formula.
A lot of people, Dr. Ron, ask me, well, if I'm taking Dr. Ahira, should I also take RegActive, or do I take one or the other? They're very synergistic, and they do totally different things. So I highly recommend that people consider taking both of them. I take 2 Dr. Ahiras every morning and 2 Active Detox and Liver Healthy every evening.
All right. Good stuff. Ross, stay with us, because I got a lot more questions for you. Listeners know that we divide our podcast into 2 parts. So in part 2, we'll take up more on the subject of the microbiome. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.